Zodiac, this is dictating on Christine Nolan Back. That is Christine, Christine, Nolan, Nolan, N as in Nancy. Back. I'm sorry. Dak, not back. Dack. D as in David. Christine Nolan Dack. Dack. Date of birth is 2/8/68. Date of visit is 6/5/23. Please make copy for Teresa Hernandez, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Christine Nolan Dack for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His brother tell us. This is a 55-year-old female who has had episodes of bronchitis over the past 6 months, as well as one episode of pneumonia, was treated with oral antibiotics and bronchodilators. Period. The patient states she has some cough, wheezing, and thick mucus production, and has had recurrent symptoms over the past several months, and had a chest X-ray done, which I'm sorry, chest X-ray done in February. Not probably. Chest X-ray done on 4/11/23, which showed bibasilar infiltrates, which may suggest pneumonia. Also had some postnasal drip and nasal allergies, but denied fevers, chills, and night sweats. The patient had pulmonary function studies done last year, but the results are not available yet. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of chronic bronchitis and reactive airways, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and history of peptic ulcer disease with bleeding in 2017. She also had tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, C-section, and TMJ repair, wrist surgery, and right breast lumpectomy for benign disease. She has been treated following a car accident with neck injuries, sternal and rib injuries. She has borderline diabetes and had a heart murmur. Also has atrial fibrillation and hypolipidemia, and prior history of asthma. She was also treated for COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke, denies significant alcohol intake. Next, allergies. Multiple, including Amoxicillin and glimepiride, metoprolol, statins, and Xarelto, as well as sulfa. Next, family history: father died of cancer, including multiple myeloma, and mother died of breast cancer with metastasis. Next, system review of the patient has fatigue and no weight loss. And he has no double vision. She has no double vision or cataracts. No vertigo. She has vertigo and hoarseness and sore throat. She has wheezing and coughing spells and no hemoptysis. She has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has jaw pain, arm pain, and calf muscle pains. Also has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And skin rash. Next. Physical exam. This averagely bulked, middle-aged white female is no acute distress. Mild pallor. No cyanosis, no ictus, or peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 90, pulse is 82, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 147, saturation 94. HEND and non-cephalic papers reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation, nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds, and expiratory wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so an S2, no movement, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes the 1+, no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3 is rheumatoid arthritis. And number 4. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes, a CT chest without contrast, and IgE level and a CMP. Total eosinophil count. She will continue with the fluticasone/salmeterol. One puff twice daily. Oh, can you please change that? She will use Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, two puffs twice daily. And also albuterol inhaler, two puffs, PRN. Continue with her diabetes medicines, including Traceba nightly at 20 to 24 units. Repatha injection. Every 6 weeks. Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Xeljanz 11 milligrams daily, and Medrol 4 milligrams BID for 1 week. And a follow-up visit was arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Dr. D'Souza.